It's Happy Hour again from Uptown New Orleans. Hello, I'm Grant Morris. Happy Hour is part of the family of shows on the podcast network. It's neworleans.com. When you walk into a bar in New Orleans and you pull up a bar stool, you never know who's going to be sitting on either side of you. What you do know is no matter what they look like, what they're wearing, whether they just got out of a limousine or just got out of jail, they're going to be happy to talk to you. Because that's New Orleans and this is Happy Hour, a cocktail-fueled 60 minutes of random conversation with folks who have nothing in common. Other than we're all New Orleanians, well, most of us are, except for Galen. But at least he's here, right?
Not me.
In a bar. Today we're at Wayfair on Ferret Street. Wayfair is a restaurant and a bar where they serve handcrafted food and spirits. They put fine dining into a sandwich. And they put fine booze into a glass. They have a three-hour happy hour here every day from 4 to 7. And a fantastic brunch on the weekends. Come on down here anytime. They're open 7 days a week. It's Wayfair on Ferret Street in Uptown New Orleans. So we've got an incredible lineup of people sitting around the table today. I'm very excited to introduce you to. And the only problem is, though, is that I lost my glasses. So I cannot honestly see. All I can see is that's big enough to say Galen Huckins is here. Hello, Galen.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, real good.
Now, Galen, you're not from here, as I alluded to already. You came down here on the Mississippi River on a boat.
It's true. It's all true.
That's true. And the boat is called the Channel Princess.
Got it.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Nailed it.
As the light goes down outside, though, it's going to be really screwed up. But I got that so far. So I saw this boat on the internet, and it's like a tug or something.
Yeah, it's a little
riverboat.
It's a
paddle steel.
It's a paddle,
paddle
boat.
Wheel steamer thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a paddle wheel boat built on the Missouri, like, in the 60s. It's a very small thing. It's a very strange little boat.
So how about that? Leanna Fursteri is here as well. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You got it.
Right, first time.
First time.
It's a very unusual name, Fursteri.
It's actually Secondary. I changed it for the day.
Hey, nice. Good idea.
But yeah,
can
no,
you
I think
be
you,
minus one ride tomorrow, or are you going down every day, or just?
I think I'm going down. Yeah, so negative one ride tomorrow.
Negative one ride. That's nice. What sort of a name ends in ride? Because the only word I know is.
My people are Japanese.
Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
What does it mean?
Does it mean something?
It's an allusion to a certain line of samurais.
Samurai, hence the name Fursteri.
Something like that,
It's from the same word.
From the same word.
So you're like a warrior?
You could say so.
Are you from a family of Japanese warriors?
You could say so.
Could I?
You can't. You.
Would I be,
I believe.
Would I be right if I said that, or are you just making that up?
I mean,
going
so here's
along
the here's the deal.
Like a ninja?
A combination of those. It's because, like, it's true, but I also...
I don't care if it's not true. No, you can just say it is. But
well, it's kind of like it is true, but I embellish.
Okay.
So,
You don't look Japanese at all.
I'm about to say, does your grandmother look Japanese?
Well, no, so I'm only half.
Oh,
that's
I thought
the
you
thing.
Say something.
Oh.
So one of your parents is Japanese.
Yes.
Your dad, presumably.
My dad,
because of the name.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tank is here from Tank and the Bangers.
I am here.
Hi, it's so good to see you back again.
It's so good to see you.
It's nice to
have
you back.
I didn't come from a boat. I'm from my mom. Private part.
You just came. You were born like a normal human being.
Like a normal human.
Yeah.
Being.
How long ago was that though? Not that long ago.
What I told you about asking my age.
I can't remember.
I didn't.
Did you say don't mention it?
I didn't
it?
Say anything. No, it was 26 years ago.
You're only 26.
Yeah.
Really?
It's 27.
How long have you been a musician all that time?
I've been a musician. I think has it been about since 2010.
So that's 23 years then. I wouldn't even know what the year is. And Joshua Johnson is here too, who's the drummer in the band Tank and the Bangers, which is Tank's band.
What's
my band?
How's everything?
Hi, how are you doing? And Merrill is here too. He was here last time, but we didn't give him a microphone this time because I don't know why. We just, you know, we've only got a certain number of mics when you know, and a tiny little table here at Wayfair. But Merrill, we can drag you in later.
That's cool.
So, Joshua, have you been in the band the whole time?
For the most part, I came in. And when she was working on some stuff a while back.
Hey, Galen got a call already.
Oh, Brian's calling.
Who is it?
Brian's calling.
Brian.
This is one of my friends who came down the river with me.
Yeah, take it. You can put it on speaker.
There's three of us on the boat.
Okay.
Hey, Brian. Can I put you on speaker for a moment?
You don't have to ask his permission. You can just do it.
That's
fine.
Yeah. That's the best one.
I don't know if he can hear
when
us.
They didn't know.
Yeah, sure. I am. I'm being interviewed about our radio trip on this podcast. What's the podcast called?
Happy Hour.
Happy
Hour. Otherwise
Hour.
Known as Prairie Home Companion.
It's Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah, tell him he's on Prairie Home
Companion. You're on Prairie Home Companion.
That sounds like where puppies live.
Puppies? Do you have a puppy? You don't have a dog, do you?
Died. Let's not talk about it.
Your dog died.
Let's not talk about it.
Hey, how come we can't hear that? What's his name, Ryan?
Brian.
Brian, sorry. Why can't we hear him?
Are you there, Brian?
I am. I don't have any idea what's going on. I can't really hear anything from
here. No, that's the trouble. Where is he?
Where are you, Brian?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
In Oregon,
There are actually people live in Portland, Oregon.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I was reading your mind, I think.
Because I think nobody lived there.
I can't believe what you're thinking now, though. That's awful.
I'm at a bar on a podcast. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. That's very nice of him to call, isn't it, Joshua?
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Shoot. Brian. Look what it says on your phone, Tank. It says the word shoot in like giant letters. Is that funny how
you can see that.
I can see that. Is that an order from someone for you to shoot somebody?
It is not.
Let's shoot.
So it is an order.
But look at the
point.
Size of it.
That's weird.
It's an invitation.
It's an invitation.
I don't know what's that about.
Who sent you? That's on Instagram.
I don't even know why I liked it.
You like that?
I thought it said shoot like shoot. I didn't know it said let's shoot.
It says let's shoot. I wonder who that's intending to...
Unlike.
Why don't you write...
You want to unlike it right quick? You want to comment?
Can you comment who? Just put who, question mark, and see who they're intending to... So, Joshua, how long have you been in the band?
I've been in the band for... How long have we been together?
You've been in the band the whole time?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He wasn't there the whole time.
He wasn't. Close to the beginning? Close?
He came around the third show.
Who did you have as a drummer originally?
A young man named
Theron.
Theron Murphy, and the first drummer I ever had was one of his best friends. It was
Jordan. No. Jordan, yeah.
You took the job from your best friend.
It's a funny story about how that happened. He was like, "Hey," he was like, "Hey, I can't do this gig. Won't you do it?" And I was like, "Okay." And then he was like, "Hey, I can't make the next one either. Won't you do that one?" I was like, "Okay, I'm not doing anything else." And yeah. Soon I was doing all the
songs are that simple to play that you can just sit in and
they
don't look that simple to me.
At first it was easy to catch on, and then it became way more complex.
Did the music get more complex? Now look at this. Is this like Naked Women or something?
That is not a Naked Woman.
What is that?
A Naked Woman. That's a fly ass dress.
What?
You like it?
Can you scale on? What do you?
I think it's kind of dope. Looks,
that's on Instagram. That's like a mini skirt. Okay. So you got some interesting people you follow on Instagram. Let's shoot. And now a woman with like an extreme.
It's curve and style. It's for women literally that are thicker. It's for thick women.
Big beautiful women.
Yes, big beautiful women.
Do you call yourself that?
I don't.
What do you call yourself?
Short, brown, and round.
That's a good name for an album, actually.
The mixtape.
So last time you were here, you were leaving here and going to London for like 8 weeks or 3 months. With no place to stay and no plan.
Oh, my God.
And that's your manager sitting behind you, and I can't believe that really was the deal, right? That was the plan, right? You were getting on a plane, and you were going with nowhere to stay and nothing to do.
And when we got there, even though we made a lot of plans to find a place to live, it kind of ended up just like that. No place to go and nothing to do. The people we were supposed to be running from, he never showed up at the airport.
So you get off the plane, the whole band. How many people is this now?
Oh,
seven.
Like seven.
Seven. With two humongous luggages per person.
A funny thing happened on the way out the airport.
Oh, my God.
So you get off the plane from where? You go from here to where? To Newark or somewhere? Atlanta or something?
Was it Atlanta?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Ooh, you change planes, mm-hmm. and you fly like 10 hours, 8 hours to London.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was
you must have been pretty tired. You get off the plane. And you turn to your manager and say, okay, now what do we do? And what did she say?
She turned to somebody else that wasn't there and said, now what do we do?
What happened? What time of day was it?
Oh, Lord.
It was the morning.
What time was it?
It was like 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning.
Well,
so we stayed at a Holiday Inn for a couple of days.
In London. And somewhere in the center of London.
And then something really magical happened after that.
It would have to. What was it?
Someone that made his drum when we were out there, some people in London, what did they call again?
Serenity
Drum.
Custom.
They came and picked us up from the Holiday Inn. Two white London vegans, Christian, living on a farm with about three cats and two dogs. We slept on a drum shed floor. We slept on the floors all around the house and ate lasagna that we didn't know didn't have no beef in.
And these cats were very violent. Yo. Y'all need to understand these cats.
Cat took a rabbit and just cracked
the
neck and just left it at the front door.
Killing animals
as a
and
gift.
Leaving it like gifts in the morning. And it was like a situation like, here you go.
Mice.
Here you mice.
Cracked
so we
the rabbit
caught him one time. I was like, are you really doing this right now? I just wanted to know, was he doing it right now? He was really going for broke, ripping the head off while we were all watching. He was like, and then
it was a
finished,
gift, though.
Yeah, it was
a gift.
Because he took the rest of it with him. He left the head right there for you. He was like, here, that's yours. And now I'm going by my way.
So your drum heads are made out of mouse skin, you're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm starting to believe that he's using the skin as, you know, like fiber skin on the head. Yeah, so when you're hitting it, it's like beating a dead
animal. It's a very special
animal.
Drum.
It's so
very special.
It's really calling nature when you
At first, I thought you were saying cat as in like a musical player of some sort. It took me a long time to catch on.
Real animals.
They weren't people
This is like,
they rescued us, basically.
But it's ironic that they're vegans and their cats are killing animals.
Their cats, that is very weird.
Well, the cat's not vegans. The cat got to do what the cat got to do.
Right.
Yeah, but he's like teasing them with like presents of meat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, here you go. I wish you
They let us fry chicken in their house, and that wasn't easy to do.
Wow.
That
they must really like you.
They had to really like us.
Where did you get the chicken? You came home with a bunch of chicken from the supermarket?
We went to the supermarket. We kind of begged them every now and then. We were like, can we fry some chicken? Every now and then we would ask them, and it was like, we're going to take you there soon. We're going to take you to the supermarket soon. When?
How long did you stay there?
About three days.
We were there.
You couldn't go 3 days without eating fried chicken. Is that what you said?
About 2-3 days, because after a while we had to get out their front room. Our bags were everywhere.
But you couldn't last 2 or 3 days without eating fried chicken.
I could have, but I didn't want to.
So you're begging them
that's
from
actually,
day one, please.
That's not everybody else's favorite food, but I love jambalaya, and I love Popeyes. That's me.
Popeyes.
That's
Is
me.
There
I wanted,
Popeyes
so, I wanted some meat.
Yeah.
I wanted some meat.
It was a meatless
They didn't have no Popeyes out
Is
in
Popeyes
London.
International? It's not.
Oh, it's not. KFC is.
Just
KFC.
McDonald's.
But that's rough. Don't necessarily. It's not
the same.
Yeah, it's not the
same. There's a lot of mayonnaise.
A lot of mayonnaise? What about your eyelashes? Are they real?
Today, yes, they are.
That's your real eyelashes?
Today.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive, right?
Are those your real eyelashes?
No.
Is that your real ponytail?
No, that's extensions, and my eyelashes are fake.
Oh, my God.
They are extraordinary.
I literally
your
put them on just for you.
No, they're nice, right?
Literally put them
Beautiful.
On just for
really,
you.
Thank you very much. Well, it works because they're gorgeous.
Thank
looking,
you.
Aren't they? Seriously.
I love them.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I got them in New York this week.
You've just been in New York this week. Okay, so what happened? So you spend all this time in London. Did you make any music there or play live?
Oh, yes.
Did you get some?
It would be too long to even describe what type of trip we had out there. It would be too much.
But it was
We
successful.
Bought an 18-year-old Japanese van that broke down on
Japanese
us a lot.
Japanese back in the,
You know, we're
it.
Connected.
It was a van sarai.
So it was a van sarai. Ooh,
hey, that's nice. Hey, that's you just drinking her drink.
Yo, I had to make sure
you're testing because
it
it's poison.
You know,
I'll take some rest.
Look how much he drank of it. So you need to get another one. That was good.
Yo, I just need you to know it's not poisonous though.
Is it good?
But it is a hitter.
Nice. What is that actually?
I don't
it's
know.
Got a strawberry and a lime or something.
I don't know what this is. This is a rum punch.
God, it smells. I can smell it from here. It smells good.
Oh my God.
I like that the listeners at home can tell every time we pick up and put down our drinks.
Oh, yeah.
That was me. Yeah.
What did you get?
What is that? Yeah.
That's a whiskey sour.
Oh, it looks sour.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it looks sour.
It looks good, though.
I don't like sour drinks.
No.
Mm-mm. I love sour drinks.
Why? It's like, it's not sweet.
It's doubly sour because it has this lime on the top of it, too.
Oh, you're wild. It's that boat ride.
Doesn't sweet give you more of a hangover?
No.
But sour feels more like a hangover in the moment.
It feels like you've already got a hangover.
Yeah.
I can cure your hangover for you, actually, with Hangover Destroyer, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. You can go to hdestroyer.com and write happy hour on the coupon code and get 30% off your first order of Hangover Destroyer.
Is this a product placement?
And you too can seize the dawn. I have to read that later, but unbelievably, I remembered the whole thing. Yeah. So
that was clever. The
it was really
just worked it right in.
Yeah.
So, Galen, so you got on. Where did you get on this boat? How did you get a paddle steamer, first of all?
The boat was sunk in Oregon.
Sunk, did you say?
Sunk. Sunken.
Okay, sunken.
Besunk. In Oregon about 5 years ago.
Sunked, I think it is.
Sinked. Synced. It was Synced. At the Willamette. Well, it was in the Columbia and the Willamette Rivers. And
Willamette.
I,
that's how you pronounce that, is it?
Yeah, I know. It's a
wow,
weird one.
Did you know that, you guys? Mm. Willamette. I always thought that was Willamette.
Yes.
It's pronounced Willamette. Okay, Willamette. We've learned something yep. today. Okay.
Yep. And I was living in Oregon, and I ended up buying it right after it sunk. It had just been brought up.
So they floated it, or whatever that's uh-huh. called. Is that called something else?
Yeah, no.
Salvaged it.
Yeah, they put little bags of air in it and stuff, and up it goes.
So you went down to the river, to the Willamette River, as this thing
is this the beginning of a song?
Come up. Yeah, it could be. You go down to the river, and there's this boat being floated, and you think, oh, I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Were you drunk or high or something?
No, it was a great decision.
Stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, the good decisions can be made under the influence of alcohol and chemicals. Make no mistake. Look at this show.
Well, I had just moved back to Oregon, and I decided I didn't want to rent a place or was trying to figure out where I'd live, and I figured, well, I could just buy an old paddle boat and live on that.
Buy a sunken pedal steamer.
Yeah, it's the first choice.
That's probably the first thing most people would think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you even know it was being floated?
I had seen it right after it came up when I was walking along the river one time.
So you just happened to be walking down.
Yeah.
What do you mean it came? How did it come up?
Well, you send people down and they put little bags of air in it and then they tug at it from the surface and pump the water out of it, and over the course of a while they bring it back up.
So it wasn't like it just like popped up one day.
No, that would be cool though.
So who popped it up? The people who owned the boat? Or a salvage crew?
A salvage crew brought it up.
So somebody can claim it if it's on the bottom of it? It's like sunken treasure?
You know, I think it was still the person whose boat it was. You know, if sometimes in maritime law, you can just claim something. If something's sitting out there and it's or something's sunken, you just bring it back up and boom, it's yours. But it hadn't been down for that long, so I think it still technically belonged to the person who owned it.
Okay. So they raised it up.
They brought it up.
And how much did they want for it?
They wanted
what's a sunken pedal steamer worth?
They wanted about $8,000 for the boat.
Jesus. Like a tank's face just about fell over there.
Yeah. I'm cheap. Yeah. Yeah, that's me, though.
It's a deal for a paddle steamer.
So,
okay.
Hang on. So you stay on the Mississippi River on the regular, like day to day?
Yeah, I live on the riverboat.
Cool.
But before you lived on it, why did it sink? Something must have happened to it.
No, it wasn't its fault. It roof wasn't fell on top of the paddle boat.
A roof?
Yeah.
And not its own roof, a roof from a building on the river?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. Right.
Yep.
And sunk it.
There was a big snowstorm. The snow accumulated, and then the snow collapsed, and then the boat sunk.
So this is
super weird. But okay. It wasn't the boat's fault. I mean, it wasn't.
Wasn't a structure.
There's no holes in the boat.
Right. Okay.
And it hasn't sunk since you've been living on it.
No.
Okay.
So this is pretty cool. So you paid them something less than $8,000. You made them an offer.
I paid them $8,000.
You paid them the straight eight. Okay. Yep. And you could get on it and sail away, or did you have to? Because we're experts on gutting stuff down here. Did you have to gut it, or was it flooded?
I had to gut it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you find anything really cool?
There was only weird stuff in the insulation. I found some old newspapers and stuff in the walls.
That was the best?
Yeah.
That was the best thing you found?
I know. An old riverboat, you'd think. It's very small. It's not a big boat.
Okay.
It's a very tiny boat.
No treasure chest?
There could be some still hiding.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What did it do when it was on its daily missions on the Willamette
its
River?
Daily missions.
Before you took it?
You know, I think... So it was built... in Missouri, and it was I think it took passengers up and down and was like kind of a cruisy boat for a while. And then someone dragged it out to the east, to the west coast. And I don't know what it was doing out there, really. But besides sinking. Mm-hmm. But it was out there.
So you don't know. So it wasn't in commerce. It wasn't a tug or something like that.
No, it wasn't a tug. It's not a tugboat.
Was it a pleasure craft? Or, I mean, how big is this thing?
It's about 30... You want to see a picture of it?
Yes.
I have a picture.
Okay.
We can,
if I'm listening to this and I'm on my bike or driving the car, where do I go to?
You can
go
to
a
website,
page,
we made for our trip this summer called riversignal.com.
Right. And that's where we can hear the podcast as well that you made as you sailed down the river, which are fascinating
true.
As well.
That's true.
We'll
that's
get to
we
those
did.
In a second. But okay, so we can take a look at it.
Yeah, it's about 32 feet long.
Okay. So how big is that, like compared to a sort of a Toyota Corolla?
It's bigger.
Bigger than that. Is it two of them?
It's bigger than a bread box and a Toyota Corolla.
Okay. Do you have a Toyota Corolla?
No. Do you have? What do you got? You got that red car out there.
I used to have a Ford Contour.
That's pretty big.
I think so.
What happened to that?
Oh, my God. It used to put me through so much trouble. I just gave it away. The day that a bee's nest became too comfortable in it, in the rearview mirror, yeah.
The bee, it's time to bees go. Built a nest in your car?
Yeah, because it was sitting so long, so, like, the bees just took over it.
So you decided to drive it away and then bees?
I decided to let the junkyard come and pick it up.
Wow, wait.
For, like, $100, that was nothing. But I was so ready to get rid of it. It was like, whatever. That's the picture of it. Let me see it.
Check it out.
Oh, I thought.
Oh, that's dope. It looked like a little train on the water.
Yeah. It's kind of a little caboose of a thing. Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool. Oh, that's cool. It's like a mini pedal steamer. So does the pedal wheel at the back actually push the boat along, or is it just
It used to run the boat hydraulic. Nowadays it's disconnected, but I want to run it electric one day.
So how do you actually
There's a propeller in the back that I use now to run it.
Okay, so you got on this boat. This is a very, like, a Huckleberry Finn type story. You got on this boat in Oregon, and you came down all the way down the Mississippi River to New Orleans.
That's true.
Isn't that great?
It's a fact.
It's killer.
Isn't that cool? I love that. And so you stopped on the way, and you made a podcast on the way.
Yeah, well, what we did on the river is every week, there was three of us, my buddy Brian, who we sort of heard from, who was confused.
In Portland. What are you guys doing? Are you fighting over a drink?
He's trying to get a little sip of my
We're in a bar. You can have some. Josh, you can have as many drinks as you want. It's a bar.
Oh, that's.
They'll bar.
That's going to happen.
Don't worry about it.
I just wanted to know.
I don't
what
think
they
I should have another
like
one.
Together.
Like, I'm like weak.
And she's done. So I traded like a sip of her drink for my orange, which was just sitting on the side. That's fine.
But you miss it. Oh, I thought you were going to say miss it.
No.
Was the orange soaked? Was the orange soaked in the drink tank?
The orange was completely worthless.
It was a worthless. Separate, and like it sat like that, and it didn't even touch the drink. And she was like, "Can I have it?" I was like, "Pour some in here."
How did you have that whole conversation already? But
it was a thing. Yeah.
Okay, so now you need another drink. What is this one? Tequila.
This is
something.
This is a tequila sunrise. It's pretty good.
Okay, looks nice.
Josh shouldn't drink.
He's not a big drinker, so we got to be
Josh
careful.
Josh shouldn't drink.
Shouldn't.
Josh gets loud when he drinks.
Oh, that's okay. He seems like a very sophisticated, quietly spoken gentleman.
He's a sophisticated, loud person.
Okay, all right.
What when he drinks.
Well, we'll see.
Do you mean?
Dude, you finished that whole thing in one sip.
It wasn't.
Okay, well, have another one while we're here. Okay, so what was the podcast about musicians, right?
Yeah, we recorded musicians every week when we went down the river, and we made a kind of podcast about different bands we met and whatnot.
On the river?
Yeah.
Were the bands on the river with you?
Yeah. They'd come out, we'd like row them out in their upright basses to our little river boat, and we'd play some set on the front of the boat.
That's so cool.
It was really fun.
Yeah, that's dope.
Did you call it On the River? Did you call it Row, Row, Row Your Boat? I like that. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. We met some really great musicians, and we recorded lots of people. And
how did you find people? Did you have that set up before you went down there?
Sort of. We ended up meeting a lot of people. Like, the river is kind of its own conduit. Like, people up on the river know people down on the river and whatnot.
Well, people on the river are happy to give.
They're good.
Right? We know that much. And this is a paddle steamer.
Yeah,
big,
you go
big
down
wheel.
To the river.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I bet you're going to find.
Bet you're going to find something. Is it Who Give? All right.
What is it?
You ain't got no work. You ain't got no money. People want a river all happy to give. Yeah. Nice.
Big wheel keep on turning. That's what it's about.
Right.
Isn't it?
That is so cool.
Yeah. Cool.
You did know. You knew the lyrics of that song, right? You
have, I don't think he knows.
Galen, I've got the feeling.
I never made that connection, though.
Really? That's what the song is about? Right. A paddle steamer, isn't it?
It is.
It's about gay.
Big wheel keep on
Galen.
Turning. What's the next
me.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Big wheel keep on turning.
Brown
Proud Mary.
Brown.
Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on the river.
Who is Proud it's Mary?
That I don't know. Chris will be able to tell us.
Maybe it's a what?
Chris will figure that out.
Are we phoning a friend on this one?
No, Chris knows
I haven't played that in so long. I haven't seen that in so long. I will phone a friend with a Google app just open to give me the information I need.
My friend,
how to be a millionaire.
How do we? Well, we can ask the phone who was Proud Mary.
I can phone Siri at this point.
Yeah.
Siri.
Oh, Siri.
You can ask. Siri knows everything.
She'll have that. Look, I'm a definitely one.
Siri's a slut.
Okay, so who did you find that we should know about then, Gail? And what musicians should we know about?
Oh.
Who are undiscovered that you
did
found?
Did they have one that, like, really stuck out to you?
Did the river have one? I mean, there was a lot of good musicians along the river.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Charlie Parr. Up in Minnesota.
Okay.
Or Guante up in St. Paul.
Guante. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to hear some new names I haven't heard.
Yeah, me too.
That's good to me.
Yeah. I'd love to show you some of the stuff we did.
Yeah.
And
man.
I actually haven't heard your guys' music at all.
I would love to go on the river with you.
Do you want to go on the river and like play some music and record it?
That would be amazing.
That would be a thing.
Cool.
Tank, give him a hint of an idea of what you do.
Everything was easier when you act like you were mature. Your music really mattered and the girls were not important. Now everybody knows who you are. Got a brand new fancy stupid cat, a blue car. Who was right there with you at the bus stop? When the checks are rolling in, royalties and whatnot. Helped you write a song about the flowers. I was shocked you didn't mention on the album. How come? Who was I to you? Was I just a very long day? Did I last too long? How could you throw the day away? You know, I would love to.
Yeah, hey, you know? There you go.
With actual music.
Sweet, sweet.
That's fun.
Yeah, we should go float on the Mississippi sometime and record some music.
That'd be, I would love to.
That sounds fun.
Do you have any,
feel
do
like
you have
Tina
any
Turner.
Nautical music or river-related songs?
No.
She has.
Really?
Do you still believe in me?
Yes.
Okay. She does many? Have songs about roller coasters. So
roller
coasters.
Did you? Oh, I'm just curious if you kidnapped any of the musicians that you found on the river on the way down that live in your boat that y'all will be playing with.
On the boat, we didn't kidnap anybody on the way down. We kidnapped a few people, but only for a week or so.
Yeah.
It's like a tour bus kind of a vibe.
As is the local custom.
Yeah, we had, I mean, it's a pretty small space. The most we had living on the boat over the summer was about
living.
Six people.
That's an option.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Do you want to move in?
Living? Wow.
He lives on the boat. You're still living on the boat, right?
I live on the boat, yes.
Is that legal?
Sure. Yeah.
In the Industrial Canal or wherever
you have a TV?
Yeah, I don't have a TV.
You look like you don't watch TV.
Why do you say that? What's the symptoms?
You know, anybody that spends this much time... That too. Anybody that spends that much time trying to get a boat, you're not even worried about putting your TV on the boat. You just want to be on it. I just felt like you didn't have a TV.
What else do you think about him? What can you tell by looking at him?
I don't think... I felt like he wasn't from America, but you got to be from America.
Yeah.
What country or planet did you think he was from?
He's from Bristol.
Bristol.
Well, that's the UK.
He does look a bit British.
He does actually.
I think he's an Irishman.
Irish.
Well, Galen is.
I like
Galen.
What kind of name is Galen? Is that Celtic or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Irish.
So there you go. Tank, you're right on it.
Galen.
Galen.
Did anybody ever say Galen? Did they ever do that?
Yeah.
They called me Tariana Balls. And the best one was Tariana Testicles. Oh, that's a good one. Because my last name is Ball, so he used to always add an S onto it. And so somebody said, Tariana Testicles. I went, that's a good one.
Was that an early band name of yours?
Oh, that was elementary. That was middle school.
So your real name is Tariana?
My name is Tariana.
I didn't know that.
Hey, I'm Tariana. My daddy name is Terry.
Where did the tank come from? Did you just...
My dad.
He called you that?
Mm-hmm. They called him Cannonball because he played football in high school, and I was his tank. But I never knew until I got older that it was like Tank Cannonball. I never put the two together until I got older and thought it was, I don't know, it's kind of special.
But tanks don't shoot cannonballs.
But you never know about life, so you need to respect it. Okay.
All right.
Respect it.
It's like, okay.
Everything's a part of war. Which will you'll have with me if you ever mess up with my dad again.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
You got that Galen. Whoa. Galen.
Whoa. I'm going to go over here.
I'm going to go over here.
Okay. This is actually Survivor.
Yeah, that was
nice. We have one person over here.
And she's worried about you drinking, John.
I'm really
going to get one of these little.
It tastes like Kool-Aid.
I drank half of, by the way.
It messed me up. I'm sorry. I feel good.
I think you need another one. But you're sitting sitting across from a samurai, too, so you need to be.
I want to know more about her.
Yeah. What did your dad do from. How did you get from Japan to here?
All right. Well, he's actually. Before I was lying, he's just half Japanese.
He's half Japanese.
So, yeah, so I'm just a quarter Japanese. But the cool one is my grandfather, who was the closest one to the samurai, who was the first one to bring silk to the East Coast.
Of the United States.
Silk, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
He sounds like he might have made some money.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
It didn't trickle down.
What was it called?
You have on a very regular shirt today.
I'm wearing a regular shirt.
It's like, in other
words, I chose the regular one.
He
it went somewhere. Exactly.
Do you
feel
special when you put on a silk top?
But the thing is, usually it's like made in China, like acrylic shit.
Not
and
Japan.
So even if I think it's silk, it's never silk anymore.
It's like something, but it's filk.
It's exactly, it's filk.
Filk.
Fake
silk. 100% filk.
Fake silk.
So my special shirt is 100% filk, but it was at the dry cleaner today.
Mine is
I'm sorry, I couldn't bring
it away from filk.
Exactly.
Why was it called the Silk Road, whatever that was?
Oh, that's the other coast, man. I'm not a specialist on that.
What was that?
That's like California. Oh, no,
that's somewhere in the Middle East where the silk came from, where we're like, you know all that music?
Well, which Silk Road are you talking about?
How many are there?
I think
a couple. Look at that thing on your Instagram. That's somebody's incredibly weird-looking hand.
Six fingers.
That's first of all, I think it's so cool.
Oh, that's weird.
It looks like it has a lot of Egyptian little, it's little rings with little Egyptian things on it. Of course, you can't see it.
It's like a deformed hand.
I can't see
without my glasses, but it does look deformed. Is that deformed?
It's a regular hand.
Oh, I see.
It's regular smegular.
All right.
It's that and then that.
So anyway, Tank, are you addicted to Instagram or something?
Oh, my God, I can't believe you did this to me.
What?
No, right.
I said keep your phone on the table.
All right,
we have a deal
on
Happy Hour if you're just joining us. That the deal is that we keep the phones on the table and turned on rather than as in most radio shows where you have to keep them turned off and in your pocket. But I don't think anyone's ever had the Instagram guy in all the whole show. So do you spend a lot of time looking at Instagram?
You're right. And I feel like I'm in an Alcohol Anonymous, Instagram Autonomous situation.
My name
right
is
now.
Tank and I'm
My name is Tank and I'm on Instagram way too long, especially at night.
I'm an Instagram
when I say I'm tired and my thumb just keeps scrolling through.
Yeah.
You know.
I got this.
She's a victim as well.
You have like one eye open.
Well,
you have a deformed thumb. Like
I have the deformed thumb.
I can tell because her thumb is like
it's got that little
right
callus
here
on it, right?
It's like a little thumb. I know her Instagram finger. I know her Instagram thumb.
I've been seeing. Ooh. But at least you haven't sprained your thumb yet.
Oh my God.
You're a
what
step
about
ahead of me.
Your hand
Leanna,
night?
You sprained your thumb on Instagram.
I don't want to talk
what
about
phone
it.
Have you got? An iPhone.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
I got an iPhone.
You sprained your thumb using the iPhone.
What do you mean, Team iPhone?
Is that true?
Team iPhone.
It's just a phone.
That is.
People praise iPhone like iPhone give them a
Android
check every month. iPhone don't give you no check. iPhone don't give you no check.
Hold up. Sugar don't give me a check. I say sugar good.
I've never heard you praise people that have iPhone. They act like iPhone pray their bills every month, and I'm tired. I'm sick of it.
It's like a religion.
I'm sick.
Well,
of
you
it.
Have the Samsung Galaxy,
and I don't care about it. Boop.
But
we could tell by how much you use it.
I don't care about it.
I see that callus.
Scrolling likes.
So I didn't even know you could do this. You can double tap something and that and likes it.
Yeah, that's it.
I never
that's
even
emotion.
Knew that.
That's emotion.
Actually, it means love.
She like
love it.
I really love it.
It's a heart, so it means love. So, you know, yeah.
So you don't have to hit the little heart. You can just double tap the photo on Instagram.
And I just double tap it and lets it know that I love
it. Did you know that, Leanne? With
the double thumb.
Did
well,
you?
No, one step up. I got the double. Look, so I drained my phone.
This is when you're addicted. Every picture you're liking.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too, Joshua. Why do you like everything?
It's like everything. It's like, oh, no.
Everything.
Nah.
Do you do that so people will
three is no.
like
I didn't
you
know
more?
Nah. At all. But if I want to give someone's attention, I will go and like a lot of pictures. And I've only did that to Solange.
Solange.
She lives in New Orleans.
Right, that's Beyonce's sister.
She throws parties in New Orleans, and I want her to know I'm here, and I appreciate her. So I went through her pictures, and I went, fierce girl. Because I want her to know, like, I'm here, and invite me to one of your parties.
Did she do that? Has. Why couldn't you just send her some music? It might have been slightly more convincing than...
I don't have her email
and
address.
Less creepy.
Right.
You think it was creepy? You think it's creepy? All right.
I would think it's creepy if I was famous like it.
No, not creepy. Oh, I feel, yes, charmed. Straight up charmed.
But you're not Beyoncé's sister.
I'm not Beyoncé's sister.
There is a limit to the charm.
Cousin.
You can like 14 pictures and it's charming. You cannot like 65 pictures. And that's
all right. If you go to a real old picture, I mean, you know, look at you a little. I'm like, oh, you went back, huh?
Right. You go too far back, and I'm like, you're back. Really on my page. Because
Instagram lets you know how long ago, like, you posted this 46 weeks ago.
Right.
If somebody, you know, click it from 46 weeks ago, I'm like, whoa, you really like me.
Yeah, but that is
really
not
creeping.
A real person doing that, is it?
You see what I'm
that's
saying?
A, that's
like,
a,
now
some
you
sort
feel
of
like,
machine.
Now I feel like, what are you trying to just get my attention? Right.
But people do that on my Twitter. We have this Twitter, you know. For,
you're on Twitter?
No, well, for It's New Orleans.
Don't do that. I'm that not
there are, you
I'm
know, that podcast is on
I've
Twitter.
I've never been on
go,
Twitter.
Go to It's New Orleans Twitter feed and take a look at it. And you'll see that people like stuff or they'll retweet stuff that we had on, that we tweeted like, you know, a year ago. Yeah. That'll say, hey, Tank and the Bangers is on the show this afternoon. And someone retweets that from a year ago. But I don't believe that's a human being. Is that actually
a
freak?
Human.
Is that a freaky human. Person?
I feel like they'd be making mistakes. Like, is that happening today? They don't even look at the dates anymore. They just see it and go, that's happening right now.
Okay. How do you get a tweet or an Instagram posting from a year ago?
No. See?
How do you even find that?
Jeez. That's for Twitter
followers.
Wow. Why
they all
he lives on
you?
A boat.
Wow.
He doesn't. He's not a slave to Instagram.
Are you
Twitter.
Galen, in fact?
Let's see your finger. Do you have the callus?
Let me see your
You got
thumb.
The callus?
Let me
I have
see
no
thumb.
Technology.
He's got
I live
the
off the
I think he's got the callus.
Whale oil and...
Does he have it?
So how
and
did
his
you...
His nails are clean. I don't
so you're recording
him.
This podcast
hey,
every...
Clean. Look at that.
Nice. Your hands look lovely. So you're recording this podcast every week on the boat. And it's not just a documentary, though. It's a sort of a dramatized documentary.
That's true. Are we going to... It's complicated to get into, but we did... We wrote this whole story about our trip as we went down. So we'd record musicians, and then we'd write this story about our experience and these musicians, and we'd make that into a podcast.
And it's fictionalized.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because wouldn't you think floating down the river on a paddle steamer that was raised from the bottom of the Willamette River would be interesting enough by itself without having to fictionalize it?
What and then it's even more interesting.
Is it?
Just to add some extra.
What's the type of things that you fictionalize? Like a shark came and bit someone? Like, what do you say?
Sure. Well, one of our ideas is that each musician that we record, we kind of take their music and work with them and, like, imagine this sort of world that their music implies or a character that their music implies. And then our show would play out that world or that character.
Ooh.
But so it's made up. It's not necessarily true.
Right.
That and wasn't what they were writing about.
We also have interviews with them, and we have, you know, music of theirs that we record. So it's a mix of a lot of things, actually, our show. But
so do you start with the lyrics of the songs, and then you extemporize from that?
Sometimes, yeah. Or sometimes we just take kind of the one particular song that really tells a story and then kind of build out from that. Or
so, Tank, all your songs tell a story, right?
You're right.
Let's go through...
What are your songs
let's
about?
Let's do a lyrics from...
They're about everything and anything. And I had one muse in my life that was really inspirational and helping me create a lot of the music.
Not Solange.
Huh?
Not Solange.
Not Solange. Selfish she is. I have a poem called Walmart. And it's about basically if you ever met somebody you liked and you could literally turn them around and look on the back of their neck and see all the issues that they had. Mm-hmm. Like they live with their mama, they credit bad, you know, they have a foot fetish, who knows? Would you still mess with them? Would you still deal with them? Because at the end of the day, when they turned you around and looked at all the issues that you had, would they have picked you as well? So it's just basically no one's perfect, but we still have to pick people up off these shelves. So I imagine this boy to be a Walmart full of messed up things and picking up someone and actually taking them to the register and going through with the whole sale of dating them, basically.
Huh.
I don't know how you're going to compare that to the river. I don't know, but...
We could just if you could just throw in a few nautical words here and there, that would really just...
This is about the water?
Just throw in, like, a vessel or a, stern anchor. Or, you know... Just toss that
you
in there somewhere.
You would love Jhené Aiko. Are you a fan of Jhené Aiko?
I've heard the music.
Because all she do is talk. Girl, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's the most... It's a lovely album, and it's mm-hmm. it's very water influenced, and mm-hmm. it's so cohesive, huh. and it's full of feeling. I believe, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Look at him.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I want another drink.
Sure.
Look, now you we want can hook you up. Drink.
Can we do that somehow? Where's Graham? Actually, our producer.
She's oh, is she coming?
I don't know. She's usually here to get the drinks hooked up, but maybe Allison, can you get us? Allison's our photographer.
The same thing.
What is it?
You had the rum punch?
Yeah.
Rum punch.
With a little less, I don't even know.
Nope. Make it the same.
Less punch and more. Yeah, like Joshua approves of it.
There it is.
If you want him to drink half of it again.
What about your drink?
Yeah,
sure.
I could use another one.
You want another one? Okay. Yeah, awesome. Same again? Guys, you want
yep,
another one? You too?
I'm still going yeah. strong.
You're still good?
They're
going
strong.
Don't let me be alone.
You're good.
All right. Just a whiskey ginger, please.
Ooh, she's a wild girl.
Whiskey ginger.
I knew you liked ginger.
Allison, sorry to make you do that. Thanks.
I knew you liked ginger.
Well, we could actually send... We could just send the bartender over here. Oh, we have to do these. What am I going to do here? Because I... Let's see if I can do it. You know what?
You may need help.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where I have to read these sponsor messages.
I know.
So who's going to do it?
I think she should do it.
I think you should do it.
I think you should do it
because Leanna, weren't you in public radio at some point?
It could have happened.
Oh, there it is.
She I was in public Leanne, radio in, where was this?
In
hard
Japan.
To say. In Japan.
In Japan.
Leanne's my cousin.
There it is.
Can you do this in Japanese?
I'll do my best. My kanji isn't too good these days, so I'm not sure how to write the paper.
Can you read that okay? I can't see a thing.
All right, so who are we talking to right now?
We're talking to all the people who are listening to us at home. There's only three people listening
there's
to the show.
There's three people listening to
us.
So there's a paragraph
an ad
for each of them.
Yes, each one of these
okay.
people gets an ad.
I'll do this one and I'll pass it along.
We'll see if you can do the whole three if you like.
We'll see how it goes.
You can, I mean, this is just a sort of a template. You can extemporize on these as well. I normally just sort of riff off these things.
Like,
but I can't see a fucking thing. So.
Take the first half.
So how come a Hangover Destroyer got a plug before?
This is truly
I worked
on
it
the
in.
List?
I totally worked it
this
in.
Is re-
yes,
this is
yes,
real.
This is one of our sponsors, Hangover Destroyer. Yeah, that's real.
Hello, sponsor.
But did they get,
oh.
but they get,
hello.
They get two plugs?
Yeah, well, I guess we have to hit them up for another bill.
Uh-huh.
Well, they give us Hangover Destroyer. We don't have any here, but actually they do give it to us.
Should
we charge them twice for that, do you think? Galen, sure. how do you pay for your podcast?
We didn't. Well, we did some crowdfunding when we started.
You have to go? Are you kidding? Tack, where do you have to go?
I do vocal lessons for a little girl.
Tell her to come over
Bring
here.
Bring her here.
It's a restaurant.
She's
Anybody can come here.
Somewhere in the forest.
She's lived in the forest.
Which one?
Yeah, really. Look at this. Now look at this Instagram. It's a photo of a couch that looks
like
lips.
Like five. So I have a moment, like
That's
at 5 o'clock.
What about your drinks?
We just ordered drinks for you.
So you have some time then, do you?
You must have a little time.
Just a little.
Just a little. Please. Just a spot, please.
Hey, I'm the one from Bristol here.
Yeah. how old is this little girl you're giving vocal lessons to?
She is 14.
She's
and
14.
She's awesome.
And she lives in a forest somewhere.
She lives in a forest. Where? She's so dope.
What is that your usual excuse when you gotta bounce?
What does she look like?
My usual excuse. I gotta go.
There's this little girl.
I kiss people on the cheek. I'm sorry. There's this little girl. That's what I do.
So you do vocal lessons.
Now, you know it's an excuse if she gets older when you get there. If she's 30, that's an issue. I'm just saying.
How did she find you? Did you advertise somewhere?
I did an Aretha Franklin tribute, and her mom was... Did I do it? Okay, you looked at me like I was like, okay, yeah, I'm right. I was like, did I do the wrong tribute?
No, Aretha Franklin.
I didn't know Aretha Franklin.
I'll keep a sort of a
what song did you
flat
sing?
Affect.
Oh,
future.
Man. I did Daydreaming, and I did this song, I'm only one step ahead of heartache. So beautiful.
That's a good one.
And then
one.
Her mom, you know that one?
Yeah.
Her mom was there. She's like, and she said, I want to know how to do that, Mom. And go to their house, and it's actually the painter, the famous painter, Terrence, and he's amazing.
Tax manager is behind it, advising her not to talk about these people.
<She's> like,
you don't use their real names.
It's
the famous painter Terrence.
It's not in the papers. He's awesome, and they open.
What does he paint?
Home
does he paint paintings or homes?
paints beautiful paintings all over New Orleans. Anytime you see something,
Terrence?
His name's Terrence. And
later his
on,
first name is Terrence.
Yep, you're just going
to
find it.
We're going to have to Google that. I don't know anyone called Terrence. Just, Leanna, do you know
anything?
Allison?
Anything.
Do you know who would that be? Terrence who? What's his other name? We might as well tell
it's
us now.
It's a mystery, obviously.
Cezanne?
I didn't even know it was a mystery.
Terrence Degas, maybe.
Sounds
was
about
that
right.
His first name?
He lives
so
on my block.
Wrong.
Terrence.
So wrong.
Anyway, he's making some money because he can hire a vocal coach for his 14-year-old daughter who wants to sound like Aretha Franklin. So
there it is. There
he's
it is.
Doing all right.
There it is.
They're so sweet, and it's so cool. And it's the first little girl I actually had hands-on training with. And what makes it real cool is that she's not a load of shit. You know, she's
right.
Really
she can
awesome.
Really do it. She can sing.
So
can you? What does she want to do? Does she want to be a singer?
I think so. And she plays the ukulele,
cool.
So it's just so cute. Like she would be awesome on your little tugboat.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you guys
swim?
Could come and do a duet sometime.
It would be awesome.
You could bring it down here as well. We could do a happy hour on the tugboat with the 14-year-old
with the ukulele.
Terrence Jr.
With the ukulele.
With the ukulele.
Terrence Jr. Yeah.
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 I like the sound
of it. She
can
have a painted ukulele, and that would be cool.
He hit me like Terrence is listening right now.
Well, he could. I mean,
ramifications, ma'am.
Okay. So anyway, that's what you're doing next after
that's
here. So you're double booked here today.
Ooh.
And here come the drinks. So.
Ooh,
so anyway,
actually, I
well,
think
maybe,
I just got.
Maybe I can tell her I'll be a little late.
Just a little.
So the big question, of course, is how loaded can you be and still give a good
and
vocal
still
lesson?
Give a good vocal lesson at this point?
Josh, what's your opinion on that?
I'm pretty sure
he's
finished,
never been. He
no,
doesn't care.
But I would just hope that if you finish that. I would just hope if you finish that, you don't have to go too far. Like, you'll probably just sit back and say, remember what I showed you last time?
Sounds,
okay, go.
Sounds good.
I do.
Sounds good.
How
see you next time.
You know, what is a vocal lesson? I've never had a vocal lesson. Have you ever had a vocal lesson?
I have.
You have? So
really?
What happens?
I was in musical theater when I was a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old?
Wow.
I played Oliver.
Can you remember any of that? What was the song? What's the big song?
You want a soliloquy
or
something?
Yeah.
Well,
there
are no
like
soliloquies in Oliver Twist.
Not a song. Isn't there? Didn't he sing?
Yeah, there's a good one. There's one that's very high in which Oliver Twist sings.
Where is love?
Really? And I had to work on that for a while. I worked on that for a long
where
time.
Where is love? That's an
I
Oliver.
Love you.
It's a classic.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Nice.
Does it fall from skies above?
That's verse two.
Very good,
sure.
Still.
I feel like I'm on a boat.
Thank you, I took vocal lessons, though, for that. When I was, I think I was maybe 12 or 11.
So what happens in a vocal lesson? What happened in your vocal lessons?
Well, what happened in my vocal lessons was a lot of arpeggiation. Like you do this kind of bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum- and
is that what you do, Tank?
I do that and a lot of
wow,
like that, and stretching and making her sing while she's walking around and picking up things like she's in a musical and stretching out her mouth and ah.
You needed to know.
I really want her to be awesome.
Okay.
So I had a vocal coach before in my life.
Who
so
taught
just,
you?
I forgot. She was awesome though.
All right. Forgot.
Awesome. I forgot her name. That's sad. Right. She was all in.
Would you recognize her? Was she a nun?
I would definitely recognize her.
Was she a nun?
She wasn't a nun.
Wasn't at Catholic school.
Huh?
It wasn't at Catholic school.
It wasn't. It was in her little room outside of her house.
Well, who sent you to that?
My bass player. Because she was his vocal teacher.
This is after you had grown up. This is when you, not when you were a kid.
This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, this is, and you still don't remember her name. Well, that's awful.
I know. Isn't
it? How insulting is that for this poor woman?
Like, Miss...
And she was great.
Awesome.
And she's walking around saying, I was Tank.
Cindy yeah. Scott.
Cindy Scott.
Miss Sydney.
Sydney?
Sydney or that's Cindy?
Cindy?
It was Cindy before
I
the first next sip of that drink. I think it was Cindy Scott.
Cindy Scott.
Cindy Scott.
Do we know who Proud Mary was yet, Chris?
Tina Turner.
It's a metaphor for poverty, but I think it's the name of the boat.
I told you
it was the name of a boat.
I told you it was the name of a thing. It just
and your
like
boat, what's your boat called, Galen?
Channel Princess.
Channel Princess. Yes,
why?
It's Channel not a metaphor princess? For poverty.
Where did
it's
they
not.
Come from?
It's not.
Channel Princess. Where did they come from?
I don't know. Boats. The thing about boats is you can't rename them
once they're named. So
yeah. You have to know the original owner. Is that bad luck?
Says who?
You have to. You have to.
It's the law of the boat.
You can't do it. That's the way it works. No. It's very bad luck, and you need luck when you're in a boat. Yeah, it's important.
We don't agree. We would have named our boat. We wanted this our boat now.
What would you name a boat if you had it?
The Delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Delicious, okay.
The row. Delicious.
I don't know, maybe Row.
Row.
Maybe Row.
The Row or just Row?
R-O-W. Row. But you're not allowed to, well, I didn't know that. You're not allowed to rename a boat because you get cursed.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like an albatross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be very careful about
Channel
that.
Channel Princesses, it's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. Do you have to dress up like princesses ever, the three of you? And
no, sometimes I get called the Channel Princess.
I can see that. Do you have any women's clothing on there?
Oh, I thought you meant on right now.
Yeah.
No, well, you do. You have some women's clothing. Yeah. What have you got over there, the Channel Princess?
I have one dress.
Okay.
A black, rather slinky number.
Ah.
And does it fit you?
I would think it was called. I've never tried it on.
You're going to need to try it on because you know you're here for Mardi Gras now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you're going to have to wear that dress.
Yeah, I should try it on.
Are you dressing a dress for Mardi Gras?
Well, I usually wear a dress, and on Mardi Gras I dress like a guy.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a dress right now, can't you? Underneath this sweater.
He's wearing a dress.
Underneath this sweater, I'm wearing a dress. I have worn a dress. I've gone to Mardi Gras as a cheerleader. That was good. I went to Mardi Gras as a blind cheerleader with a white stick. That was excellent.
I wore a dress.
That was my best one, actually.
What did your stick do?
It was a white stick. I walked down Bourbon Street.
Oh, like a walk? Just like a blind person dressed as a cheerleader,
and you wouldn't believe how many people get out of your way.
I do believe it. It's amazing.
That is the secret, by the way. What are you going as this year?
Oof. Well, I've decapitated a lot of, like, little alligators, and that's all I know so far.
Just like that cat.
What? You got the cat in London and on the farm. In the vegan farm. You've decapitated alligators.
Yes.
Yeah, can we go back to the decapitating?
Yes.
Usually alligators decapitate people.
How did that happen?
Well, no, really, I just went to the Jefferson Variety, and I purchased a bag, and it had 200 little alligators in it.
You have to make a costume that features now 200 little alligators. You need a glue gun or something.
Yeah,
so you're like
a
craft type person.
Not on the regular, but this time, I don't know, something about decapitating alligators is really working for me.
Okay. So they're little toy, like, touristy type alligators. So,
yeah, something like that. Nothing that anyone should ever manufacture ever purchase.
You bought them at Jefferson, Variety?
Variety, it's like a mass supply Mardi Gras store.
All right.
But anyways, I bought out all the alligators, so don't try anything.
So don't look
funny.
For alligators at Jefferson. Okay, so you're going to stick those onto something. So, Galen, you've never been here for Mardi Gras. So
no, I've never been here before, period.
You just sailed. Wow. How long ago did you sail into New Orleans?
I got here at the end of September.
Oh, that's quite a while, isn't it?
I've been here a hot minute.
How did you enjoy winter?
It's been all right. Yeah.
It was so awkward.
Doesn't it feel kind of like
it was a little awkward, wasn't it?
It was very awkward, man.
Especially
it
Christmas.
It was not cold.
Christmas was nice and warm. So you sailed all the way down the Mississippi River, down the whole country.
That's true.
And what was the weather like the whole way? Summer when you came down mostly.
Incredibly hot.
Okay, I just would like to tell this little girl, if she's listening, this 14-year-old Terrence Jr. that you drank that whole
drink. She killed it.
Drink.
It's gone.
You drank that whole drink.
And now she's coming for
one
you.
One shot, practically. And now she's coming for
she's
you.
She's coming for you.
Exactly.
Please
I'd like
know
to hear how Terrence
Is that
Jr.
Her?
Gets
up.
La, 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 la.
It's Joshua, by the way.
That's what it's going to sound like. I need you to know.
I like, I like the sonar one, particularly.
Which one?
The sonar one? The that was a good
Sona.
One.
That's what Sid told me. Sydney, whatever it is.
Sydney Scott.
Oh, I need you.
You look so drunk now. Are you?
No.
You're not driving, are you?
I'm not, and I'm a lightweight. No. You know, I don't drink heavy at all.
Mm-mm. Right.
I don't drink heavy at all.
You can't go to these people's place looking drunk as that.
Don't respect me. I'm a lovely person.
Do you have sunglasses you could put on?
I'm a lovely person. You've I'm just gonna go there like this.
Bruh, don't make that face.
Do you have any like sunglasses or anything you could wear, like a hat? Do you have a hat? They're cool.
We're going to be fine, and it's going to go so fast. It's an hour.
Yeah,
it's quick. We're working on one song
before you know it. Oh, what are you working on?
That song. Is that song?
Oh, dear.
It is.
By Natasha Bedingfield. That's something I in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Yeah. So we're working on that one. So
all right.
I'm going to warm up with her. Boo! And then we're going to go straight to that song. And the time is going to pass by like that. Then afterwards, I'm going to go to Melba's and get some gumbo.
Boom.
That sounds good. Melba's is good there.
Why did that sound good?
We need to hit them up for it. That is good. Hey, do you have any breath mints or fresh certs or anything so this kid can't tell you've been drinking?
Do I have a breath mint?
You just said the kid can't tell if you're singing right next to her.
I've been drinking fruit.
Oh, okay. It's a fruity drink. Oh, okay.
So the alcohol is not going to linger, though.
I just drank an orange. I'm good.
Joshua, what are you doing after this? Are you going to Terrence Jr.? Are you just going to stay here drinking?
You should meet him.
I'm actually going to.
You should come.
I would, but.
But what?
So what I'm going to do is go home and.
Pass out.
Yeah, I'm
going to
work on some music.
Come and meet him first. Come and meet him first.
Where do they live?
You don't support me.
Are you guys a couple?
No.
A couple of musicians.
But you like to be supportive of each other as friends in a band. Well, you've been together for a long time.
Yeah, but you should have asked me like before just now.
You're not even doing nothing.
Let me tell you something, though.
What are you about to tell me?
I'm smacking this drink down. I need people to know I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
Hey, look out. That's my phone.
Oh, my gosh. Please, no.
I'm done.
Yeah. You don't want to go to Terrence's house, do you?
I would if she'd asked me before today.
Why? Why? What's the?
You he's not going to do nothing.
You don't like to be spontaneous, Joshua. You have to have it all planned.
Well, I'm spontaneous sometimes, like not right now.
Not going to some kid's house for a vocal lesson. How interesting!
But because then, you know, I want them to know. Because I don't have to do the vocal lesson, so I may have one more. Mm-hmm. And the child's going to look at me and say, "Huh." And he's going to look at her.
Who's
and she's
drunk
be going, wow, wow, wow.
It's a girl.
Terrence Jr. is a girl. That's right. But I'm saying Terrence Jr., he. So
Terrence
you know,
Sr. Yeah, Terrence you know. Sr. might be interesting.
Terrence
Sr.
is going to understand where I am and ask me if I want another. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you could take a couple of drinks to go.
Look, you see?
Tax out it. Look, she's leaving. She's, and the thing is, you know, we almost have to get out of here ourselves, by the way.
Shoot.
And we haven't even done the damn commercial. Tank, it's been great. Thanks for joining us.
I loved it.
It's been awesome. Yeah, okay.
I feel like I'm floating.
Come,
you might be.
Come back and tell us how you got on. Look at that. And Joshua finished that whole drink in one set. Jeez, you guys are good. Be careful. No, not, neither of you are driving, I hope. Are you?
No.
No. Okay.
But it's a thing.
Don't worry about it. Hey, so Joshua, tell us, where are we going to see Tank and the Bangers in the near future?
Holy crap.
Do you have any idea about that?
I'm the worst one. And it's
well, we can go to tankandthebangers.com.
You can definitely go to tankandthebangers.com, or you can find us on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere you see Tank and the Bangers, Google Play, everywhere. You can find out.
And you're on Spotify. We can steal the music right off
of
Spotify.
You can steal the
no
music
worries.
On Spotify if you don't want to pay, you grubby little thieves. But right. I love it anyway.
All right. Joshua, thanks for coming. It's been great to see you.
Man, it's
all
been
right.
amazing. I've enjoyed
we'll
myself.
Be good.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see
so
you again.
Much. Yeah, you'll all definitely right. have
come on
it,
back. Man. We're here every week. Come back.
Thank you. Oh, really?
I'd love to know. And bring Terrence next time.
Yeah, I'm going to have
bring Terrence.
I'm going to find out who Terrence is.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to know who Terrence
and we're going to make Terrence
suffer.
And suffer. Yo, I was trying to be light, but since we, hey, if we can
nah,
go there.
We're not.
Just a ding. Just a little.
That'd be nice
Thank
to meet
you guys.
You. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet all of you.
Joshua Johnson from Tank and the Bangers is on the way. All right. So, you guys, all we've got to do is say goodbye and get out of here because now the hour's up. So
it's time.
But before we go, Leanna, you're going to have to tell us who our lucky sponsors
course.
Are today because
I
can't see a thing.
Lucky
and you're
like
gonna,
that.
So, yeah, so go for it. You know, you can extemporize on these and make them sound interesting and fabulous.
All right. Well, I don't
you
know.
You can't see shit either. Look at you.
It's like,
do you wear glasses normally?
Did you lose my glasses for me, too?
Do you wear glasses normally?
Oh, no, I don't. I have no excuse.
You're really holding that person like away from like a blind person.
No, perhaps. This is the defense mechanism.
Really?
In
case
no, no,
you
no.
screw it up, you
in
can say, well, I couldn't
no,
see
it. No,
it
was just kanji. Remember? It's just kanji.
Kanji. Okay. All right.
But anyways, so here we are. And all this was brought to us today by Petite Pet Care. If you're going out of town or have a crazy schedule, the folks at Petite Pet Care will take care of your pet in his or her own home. I did it for Graham. For love and care when you're not there, go to petitepetcare.com. And
very
then
nice.
We have, thank you, by Basic Swim and Gym, a full range of fashion swimsuits, workout, and yoga clothes with style. Basics Swim and Gym is on Magazine Street near Jefferson Avenue. And then you already kind of covered Hangover Destroyer in a much more genuine sense.
Well, you can do it again because they, you know, they are our sponsor, so you could just read it so we didn't have to, you know,
all right,
have a problem.
All right, so
in that sense.
In that sense. I would love to try one day Hangover Destroyer, which is the only all-natural product medically proven to prevent a hangover. If you want more information, go to the Hangover Destroyer website, hdestroyer.com. Write happy hour in the coupon code and get 30% off Hangover Destroyer and Seize the Dawn. I can't believe you just said that. Like in
beautiful.
You in did the middle a great of the job of that. That's yeah. amazing. That's, mm-hmm.
Thanks for
that
doing
was,
that.
That
me.
Was seamless, by the way.
I
that
really had beautiful. No idea.
That was public broadcasting. So you were actually in public broadcasting.
I was. Yeah, I was.
In public radio. What did you do? Were you on the air?
I produced news for WDT in Detroit and then WFCR in Western Mass.
Okay. And why did you get out of the radio biz? Because it's so glamorous and well paid.
It's so well paid. And I had to come to New Orleans because it was so well paid and it was just time.
So you don't do any radio anymore at all?
I mean, it's just like I have my lifestyle is very ADDDHD. And by
you're
that
so
I mean,
ADD, you can't even remember
I can't
how
remember
to say
how
ADD.
Many letters are right. in the yeah no, no no but there's a lot of things to do in this life and that I'm not doing radio right now but I miss it.
So you are in fact running an English as a second language program, which we didn't even get onto at all.
Oh yeah, too many good things.
You want to come back and talk about that another time?
It could happen.
We didn't even get onto the whole Japanese silk business on the East Coast.
Right. We never even figured out where the Silk Road went.
No, we didn't
no
even.
One knows.
Somebody will know who's listening to this.
Someone nobody knows.
Will think that we're
there
just
are multiple
stupid.
Though. I swear, there's more than one.
All I know is that is those records. What are the CDs? You know when people used to buy CDs,
sure.
and you would see them like. In a record store, you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was that brand,
like the silvery disc.
Yeah, like a little silvery disc. It would be in a
little
pancake. It would be in a like a sort of a cardboard, jewel case.
Remember that term?
And there was a whole series of these called something for music from around the world. What was that called? Like begins with a P, maybe.
Silk Road.
And Silk Road.
You mean Putumayo?
Putumayo.
That's where I was going. But I was like,
yes,
no way.
Exactly.
Is he gonna bring a Putumayo?
Good job, Putumayo. And then one of those like Putumayo series was called Silk Road.
Sure.
And that was music from where, though? Afghanistan, that's Turkey.
So they must have been talking about the original
Persia.
Silk Road. Yeah, Persian.
Persia.
Persian music.
It was. That's where it was.
Not the Guns and Drugs website or the 20.
No, that was a Bitcoin guy. That was the guy who made all the money on Bitcoin, right? That was called
SilkRoad.com.
Yeah, it was
Silk Road,
yep.
That's
yeah. the
That was
the
one we know about. That's where we bought all the heroin.
Well, did your grandfather have anything to do with that?
Well, opium, not heroin. But yeah, you know.
So your grandfather was Japanese, and was it your actual grandfather, not great-grandfather?
My actual grandfather, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that wasn't that long ago. Did you meet him? Did you know him?
I didn't. I wish, but I didn't.
What about your grandmother? Is she still alive?
That
or what?
Side,
I mean, did you even know her?
I didn't. That side, no. They lived hard, we'll say.
Wow.
But the other side,
But they were actually Japanese, real Japanese.
Real
And they
live
moved
Japanese.
To the East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
So They were immigrants in the 1800s.
They were immigrants in the
1800s. Presumably.
My grandparents were immigrants in the 1800s.
That's a hell of a time to get on a boat.
Was it the 1800s?
No.
Was it
no.
the 1900s?
No, it was about, it was the early 1900s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we now? When 2000?
Hard to say. 2050?
21st.
Something.
21st
century. So that was quite a time to get on a boat and come to the United States from Japan still, right? You think going down the Mississippi was... Was tough.
As a boat expert, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Actually, I have no idea.
Would you cross an ocean?
On my boat?
Mm-hmm.
I could try.
But would you?
No. Well, probably not. Not cross an ocean. No, definitely not. It's definitely a river boat.
It's a river boat.
Yeah, but you mean on another boat? Would you?
Just
would
like
you
in
be
your
tempted?
Life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I've never crossed an ocean on a boat, but I'd love to. Yeah. I'm into it.
On that note.
That
gives us something to look forward to.
Definitely.
Crossing
an ocean on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that sounds romantic and something to do for a future day.
Yeah, and exactly. Nautically themed.
Yeah.
I've been working to nautically theme this.
You've done
this
it.
Week's
Galen
program.
Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, it's been a gas.
And Leanna Firstry as well. I can't believe that I did that without reading your name. I remembered
either.
That. Pretty impressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tank was here from Tank of the Bangers and Joshua as well. You can check out tankofthebangers.com. And we have links to your guys' stuff. on our website, itsneworleans.com. And that's Happy Hour for another day. Our show is produced by Graham DePonte, technically produced and associate produced by Chris Kehoe. Christian Unruh is our music director, and our theme music was written by and is currently being played by Mitch Foreman. If you'd like to be on our show and you can stay upright and around a table drinking for about an hour, drop us a line. Our address is on our website, where you can also find many other Happy Hours to listen to, as well as some other shows we make here. Out to Lunch with Peter Asciutti, live from Commander's Palace. True to the Game with Chris True. Midnight Menu Plus One with Margot Moss. And The Man Who Ate New Orleans, Ray Canata. Louisiana Eats with Poppy Tooker. And Milo's Music Parlor with Kim Vu. You can also find other great Louisiana podcasts at itsacadiana.com and itsbatonrouge.la. You can keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter and a bunch of other time-sucking social media as well. And all of it, we're called It's New Orleans. You can find photos from this show on itsneworleans.com and on our Facebook page. Those photos were taken by the fabulous Allison Moon. She's right over there. If you're listening to the show on iTunes or Stitcher or some other podcast app, thank you so much for subscribing to us. We do appreciate that. Do one thing for me. Take a moment to stop everything and rate and review us. That helps other people find us. Our show was recorded today live around a table at Wayfair on Ferret Street, where they put fine dining into a sandwich and fine booze into a glass and have a three-hour happy hour every day and a fabulous brunch over the weekends. Happy Hour is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsneworleans.com by Andrew Duhon, who is on the road, but you can find him wherever you are around the country. Check it out. See if he's in a town near you. He's at andrewduhon.com. I'm Grant Morris. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on Happy Hour.